If you had your own octopus.
Okay, I like where this is going.
What sort of chores would you give that octopus? How would that octopus serve you? Or would they serve you? Would they be like a servant, or would they keep on equal footing? Would you work for the octopus?
Okay, is the octopus living in my house?
Let's say yes.
Okay, then the octopus is going to do its fair share of work. It's going to wash the dishes. Luckily, it's going to be able to wash the dishes really fast because, as we all know, octopuses are very hard workers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They are.
So it can do that. It can do massages. Mm-hmm. It could massage up to 7 people at the same time and itself.
What is that called? The suction thing?
Oh,
not Reiki, cupping? Yeah.
Cupping, yeah. Yeah.
They could
yep.
Yep.
And, cup the hell out of you.
And it'll beak the hell out of you, too.
Yeah.
How I also would like want to train the octopus to play a 4-player video game by itself.
Ooh.
I mean, it's doable.
Yeah. It's the warrior wizard Valkyrie and the other one. Yeah.
They have like 5 sets of brains or something. Like,
yeah, could do it.
I have brains in their arms.
Yeah.
You know, like my cousin.
Vinny?
Vinny? Yeah. My cousin That's Vinny.
I've never seen my cousin Vinny. That's the plot, is that he's an octopus, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Also, real life Alfred Molina.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Excelsior!
Hello, welcome to Zero Issues Comic Podcast. We're really excited to be here. My name is Kyle.
I'm Mark.
Oh,
they're fighting. They're fighting for dominance.
We're both jinxed now.
That's Bri.
That's Merc.
There we go.
Well, you turned it into a beautiful thing. I thought you were going to fight.
We'll fight later.
Well, okay. Oh, all right. Deal.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Welcome to the warm up.
We're going to be talking about Aquaman later, so let's talk about Aquaman now.
Aquaman now.
Exactly.
Can't get enough, much like movie audiences, can't get enough of that Aquaman.
Yeah.
Let's get our motors running, head out on the podcast,
so we're talking about... We thought we'd warm up talking about Aquaman 2, the movie, which is super timely that we're talking about this.
Last Kingdom.
Right on top of it. I think we all have basic similarity of how we approach this.
I did
this.
Not see the entire movie. I saw about 2/3 of the movie, like half to 2/3. And that was probably enough. And then I went to sleep. So I don't know. I'll talk about most of it.
Kyle saw it first, and so...
Boy, howdy did he.
He kind of primed me for it. He was like...
He kind of bullied people into watching Aquaman.
Yeah.
He did.
Well, you were like, it embraces the ridiculousness.
Yeah.
It embraces the badness. And the ridiculousness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I get that, because it is, and we'll talk about that more later, how difficult dealing with Aquaman is.
Yes.
As a character.
As a person.
As a person. He's such a dick. I made curry for you. Your name's Arthur Curry. Why don't you like curry? Yeah.
You know, he talks to fish, but he mostly just negs them into doing what he wants. Yeah. It's very upsetting if you think about it.
He gives them backhanded compliments.
Yeah.
And then he eats them, because, like...
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You gotta think he's gonna use that sonar and just bring fish in and kill...
Like, Black Manta has a ship that is shaped like a hammerhead shark.
Yeah.
And the interior of it looks like it might be from a Tim Burton movie, or a rock opera, or something, because it's, like, it's very goth.
Yeah.
It's very CGI.
Yeah, it's very Star Wars prequel with the environment.
There was a lot of mashup, like, it seemed, nothing. Of like different things of and stylistically.
Yeah. Yes.
Of how, like, immediately...
Which is kind
of
cool. It's not, everything isn't the same.
No. Yeah. No. And true. And that can work, but it also can play against. Yeah. But it was like, I saw Black Manta, I was like, oh, underwater Black Panther. Like, he looked... He had that look.
Sure.
And I was like, okay, that's what we're doing. And then his subordinates were all in Bryan Singer X-Men.
It was that, but it was also a little more fetishy.
And a little fetishy. So even more Bryan Singer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just like weird Venture Brothers henchmen.
Yes.
Randall Park there also, like, why? You didn't have to do this. Jimmy Woo in the Marvel.
Yeah.
Him and also like the pilot woman who was on Black Manta's ship.
Yeah.
I am very certain that they did not film their scenes with any other people because that's they never I think he walks by Aquaman at one point, and that's any other time.
I didn't notice that, and then I was watching it and I'm messaging him real time as I watch. I'm like, what the Christ is going on? And he says that, and then I start paying more attention to him. I'm like, oh my God, you might be right. Because it,
yeah,
he was inserted later.
The movie went through a bunch of rewrites, and he, like, okay, we need a character so Black Manta can talk to someone. Who can we get?
Yeah.
Who's someone who's also been in other comic movies?
Yeah.
And Kat Dennings didn't answer the phone, so.
They look outside. Randall Park's just like, you know, he's just on the studio lot eating a burrito. Him.
Well, at the time, I think he was busy doing the voice of Blue in the Play-Doh movie. It's a community joke for Bri, and only Bri.
Yes, thank
Crickets.
You.
Yeah, yep.
So another mashup thing that I'm feeling I got through the entire movie, it was like they were running to Mount Doom as Manta's like under the power of Sauron. Like it just had a very Lord of the Rings feel.
He found
feel.
An evil trident.
Yeah. It was like, what? And then he gets taken over. Then there's the mountain, and they have to go into it, and it's like, okay.
So very briefly, just to go over the plot of this, some time has passed, and Aquaman is Aquaman, and he loves being Aquaman, but Black Manta finds an evil cursed trident that tells him to unleash the power of greenhouse gases and flood the planet, and then Black Manta will get what he wants, which is revenge for his father's death, because Aquaman killed Black Manta's father, pinning him to the wall of a submarine or something.
Yeah.
And Black Manta was like, I gotta save you, Dad. And Black Manta's dad was like, no, you need to be alive so you can kill that son of a bitch.
That's true.
You need to take revenge.
That's literally it. I like they did kind of just, you didn't have to see the first one at all because it just sort of spewed it out. But it felt so, especially like the opening, there was like his narration sort of explaining everything was just the most like, this is a mess, so we just need him to just sit down and talk and just tell you what this movie is.
It was
is.
Hokey, and it was like, that's where the ridiculousness being embraced.
Well, it felt like it was just this was them just trying to hack something coherent together. Like
to fight Black Manta, Aquaman needs to go release Ocean Master, who is in underwater jail.
Oh, he's under desert jail.
Oh, right, sorry, under desert jail. And then they team up, and they don't get along. But
and then they're suddenly in the mummy. And then
it had a very The Mummy or that Journey to the Center of the Earth movie that came out a few years ago,
or Clash of the Titans. When you see there's that the scorpions in the remake of Clash of the Titans, it just had that Bedouin kind of feel.
They're just all reusing. They all just have the rock on top. They're just reusing assets.
CGI rock.
Listen, you're gonna smell what he's cooking, let me tell you that. What I really liked about introducing, and again, Patrick Wilson returning as Ocean Master slash Orm,
and he's the buffest.
Oh yeah, I loved when he was like, they did like just their shitty Steve Rogers effects.
When as soon as he pops out of the water,
like literally, and they have him like, you know, he's got like a big beard and like a big shaggy hair wig, so
it can not be Patrick Wilson.
Yeah, well, exactly. And like, you know, it's much easier to just sort of like paste his face on top of this other actor if you have a bunch of other stuff to blend it into, right?
It's a live action version of like one of the prisoners that you rescue in Metal Slug.
Yeah, basically. But the minute like water touches him, he just bursts out like ripped. And I'm just like, okay.
Drink your water, folks.
I gotta touch water more often, apparently.
Yeah. Hell. Salt water salt is the water. Trick. You gotta drink salt water.
That's the problem, right? Damn freshwater lake.
It's, you know, it's all fake news. They're just trying to keep you away from the actual good water.
The good water.
Yeah. That's what all the elites drink.
I like the underwater, like the vibe they have going for Atlantis, like the bright kind of glowing lights and stuff. I dig that.
It was very different from the not Atlantis of Namor.
Yeah. which is good. I like the look of it. What I don't like, and the same thing I didn't like about the first one, was how, like, it. I know that you got to make the CG underwater world and stuff, but it's like they lean too heavy on just like you're just, again, Star Wars prequels acting against a blue or green screen.
Yeah, yeah.
And like there's nothing literally physically there, and you can definitely tell. And I mean, like, that's just, you know, movies that happens in general. One thing was I found weird frequently, that it just the way it was filmed, it felt like, and I don't know if this was reshoots or what, but it would almost like there'd be almost kind of this weird sort of zoom thing on people where they're just sort of standing there, like chest or like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Where it like literally looks like they didn't even necessarily have to put their entire costume on because they filmed it all in a mid-shot. Certain way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a lot of mid shot stuff with like the background that doesn't blend well, like the hair looked not good.
The hair always looked
it
weird.
Doesn't look good. And also, like, I don't know. Like, it's just, it felt like they kind of rushed it together, which is weird considering apparently this filmed like 2 years ago at least.
Yeah. Well,
they had a lot of time.
They made three different versions of it, I'm sure.
That's, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Topo probably wasn't in the original cut, which is why they had to go back and they had to include Topo, who is actually a, you know, fairly important part of the movie.
He was, I like he, Topo was the real hero.
Yeah.
Really?
He Topio drifts in and
an Aquaman movie that doesn't run away from stuff like that. Like, yeah, he's got a freaking octopus sidekick. Go for it.
But also he's like a genetically engineered, his name is an acronym. I couldn't find what the acronym is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's on the internet somewhere, but I couldn't find it.
Both of the O's are for octopus.
Yeah. Totally octopus. Powerfully octopus. The Topo story.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, they didn't make that Trench spinoff movie, but they could do
this.
True. I mean, I guess they're not going to because it's over. This is over.
And like Aquaman being what he is, and he's been kind of like half joke, half.
Yeah.
Like, and he can be a decent character.
Yeah.
But it's like,
as
often
we will
he's,
hopefully find out, yeah, later in this episode.
Exactly. But it's like, okay, they, like you said, they embraced the goofiness and the ridiculousness. And I liked that. I actually was like, oh, you know what? Okay. Don't run from it. Do it. But then they also tried to, because it's Jason Momoa and it's very, became very a bro movie. Hey. And it was like, but I, like,
yeah, it was a bromance between,
yeah,
two bros. And they're really bros.
Oh, no.
Bro.
But it was like, it was like, bro, you did that, but then tried to be serious at the same time. And it just, it didn't
yeah
mesh.
Yeah. I think like tonally and like a lot of, like, clearly
it was all over.
Yeah, and it felt like they were, like, cribbing from a lot of other movies and a lot of other superhero movies and just sort of threw it in a blender. And, I mean, I don't think that anyone intended, like, I don't think they would have intended for that to be, but, you know, it felt very kind of, let's just, like, cut this into something coherent enough and cut our losses and let's move
we're
on.
We're ending
to
this.
The
let's
reboot.
Just go out and do this.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
The weird, like, again, one, playing Born to Be Wild 17 times.
Including the club mix.
Yeah. There were like dad rock songs in there. I just can't think of what they were, and they may as well be. Maybe Wild Thing was in there at
might
one
have
point.
Been, might yeah, have been.
I'm sure.
Just any, you know, songs that you would hear on a diaper commercial.
I missed most of the third act. I did sort of skip to the end to just sort of see how it ended. And I just found it funny how, like, literally the ending of this entire universe and this ending of, like, this character, he's just, like, again, like a mid-shot, just standing in front of a green screen with some microphones, be like, I'm Aquaman, woo! And that's like, what?
So you didn't stick around for the post-credits scene?
Was there one?
Yes, there was.
Really? I did not. I did not know.
Patrick Wilson eats a cockroach again.
Oh, and great. A burger. He had a burger and a beer. And then he sees a cockroach go by and he puts it in his burger and he's like, not bad.
Okay.
I was in Watchmen.
Rest in peace, DC. Yeah. Well, that version of the DC EU.
Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite moment in the movie is when Jason Momoa looked right at the camera and said, I'm going to be Lobo soon, and then just walked away.
I thought it was interesting that he called Orm Loki at one point. He's like, all right, Loki, which infers that the Marvel movies do exist in the DC movies, and the DC movies maybe exist in the Marvel ones, because they've referenced like Superman and Batman a couple times. So I don't know if the movies are there, but why not?
Not those movies.
No. Wow, that guy's like Superman. Yeah, he is. That he's cold and distant.
Yeah, yeah.
It's doesn't really want to be on this planet.
The thing is, like, in the MCU world, all those DC movies went over about as well as they went in the real world. So, like, no cultural impact whatsoever. No one cares.
Amber Heard was also in this movie.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Boy, howdy, was she?
Very little bit.
Yeah.
It was, like, conspicuously little as possible.
Oh,
hey, she had
injured.
A baby. She's the mom, but she's not here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just...
she got hurt. They hurt her real
it's
bad.
It's just Aquaman and Boba Fett looking after a baby.
Yeah, pretty much. And
But we also get my favorite moment, Nicole Kidman riding a robot shark like it's a motorcycle.
That is true. That was legitimately something. It was something.
She got her motor running.
Yeah. Oh! My
underwater highway! Yeah.
So we were watching with my wife, and she made one comment, which I liked, because, like, when they're hanging out at the lighthouse, you know, in that house there, and kind of, like, you know, like, it kind of, everyone just kind of, it was like Roseanne or something, you know what I mean? It's like the King of Atlantis, the King and Queen of Atlantis are just, like, you know, having a Roseanne-y time in this, like, house. Everything's kind of, like, everyone's wearing, like, kind of ratty clothes and kind of just, like, you know.
Okay.
Like, you're the King of Atlantis, and you're just, like, crashing at your dad's house and wearing, like sweaters that you dug out of a donation bin.
Is Aquaman Darlene? Is that what you're implying?
Yes, I am implying for sure that Aquaman's Darlene. 100%.
There was a lot of, like, weird questions of just... Yeah, he's the King of Atlantis, but he's hanging out at the house. You got your baby. What do you do?
What are you doing with your life, man?
You see him. What's going on? He just has meetings and he looks bored. Like, you go to this this glowy, majestic world that looks kind of like a PS3 game, and he just looks bored when he's there. And I'm just like,
and then just
what
playing
a
up
cool
the surfer,
way to start this movie,
playing what? Up the weird surfer thing the whole time, like more than last time, which I thought couldn't be done, but. You did it. Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
So.
Go see this movie.
I would say go see this movie. Yeah. Maybe he gets
you know
to
what?
See this movie.
Like, in the end, it was not good, but at the same time, I weirdly enjoyed myself because I was like, this is going to be garbage, and I'm fine with it.
What wonderful garbage.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes things are just silly fun.
Yeah. All right. Let's go on to.
Fix this character.
Yeah.
What the f***?
Let's talk about the same thing more.
Yeah. So I hope you like Aquaman because here's more of him. He's the whole episode. This week, we are going to do a thing that we've done several times in the past. We're going to try to fix a character. And this week, we are trying to fix Aquaman.
Yeah.
Because we were coming up with, like, who are we going to fix? And threw out a couple names. And then Kyle was like, I'm going to DC. We
do a lot of Marvel.
We lean towards Marvel.
The DC ones, I think we've done the Penguin and we've done Hawkman, who's sort of like the Aquaman of the sky.
A Hawkman, if
That's
you will.
That's right.
But there's beaks in both worlds.
That's right.
And that's the episode.
Beakman's
world.
Let's watch Beakman's world.
Yeah.
Who?
We got this big TV.
Yeah.
So I sort of struggled a lot with this because at first I thought, well, maybe like a pirate thing we do. Oh, they've sort of done stuff like that.
They've
before.
Done so much
what
with
if,
him.
What this if we is did like not a consistent character in a lot of ways. This has been like reset. Well, we'll get into it.
What if we did like a King Arthur sort of thing? It's like, oh, they did that.
It's been done.
I went through a few.
Roseanne. That's been done.
It's been done. It's been done a couple times. I think Katie Seagal's on it now.
On it
because Roseanne died.
I mean, that's
so John Goodman's dating Katie Seagal.
I gotta say, that's a trade up. He's doing great.
Hey, oh,
good for you.
And then Ed O'Neill showed up and he's pissed.
Oh, well, I mean,
anyway, my thought for fixing Aquaman was to get more perspectives on who this character is and do an Aquaman team up book. So basically, like Brave and the Bold, but it's always Aquaman.
And you could and look it's at, always specifically John DiMaggio Aquaman.
No.
But he could team up with that Aquaman. That'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
It's always teaming up with himself.
Yeah.
So I wrote down some characters he could team up with and how that might go. So with Wonder Woman, like, they're both royals, but their upbringings are basically opposite. Aquaman was raised apart from his royal heritage, in man's world, as she would put it, but they're both
because she's a woman.
Well, I mean, that's what they call it. That's what they call it on Themyscira.
Diana, they have women too.
Well, anyway. But you know, they're both royals. They're both sort of outsiders.
Yeah.
Maybe at a younger time, they were horny for each other. They're hot bods.
So it's like a flashpoint that wasn't just a bunch of trash. Miserable bullshit.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah. A flashpoint where people smile.
Yeah.
Fish out of water.
Guy Gardner, whose whole thing is like, you're Aquaman. Come on. You're Aquaman. Come on. Oh, help. Help me. Topo is beating the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Now. Giving him extra brain damage.
Yeah.
With those.
I'm trying to fix it. I keep bonking him on the head with coconuts.
You know, and like Ollie just sort of shows up for a little cameo where he's like, listen, I got a lot of boxing glove arrows. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to put those boxing gloves on your tentacles and you can beat the hell out of them.
There we go. See, that was a character I didn't write for Green Arrow. That would be interesting too. Like, just to see how these characters, like we all
he's
know.
He's underwater shooting arrows. They just go blah, blah, blah.
I think there was some sort of a miniseries recently where like those two teamed up and like switched powers or something. I have no idea.
What powers?
Well, like, as in, I like, think, like, Ollie got Aquaman powers or something.
There was a Flash Aquaman one not that long ago. It was like a 4-issue. It was decent. Martian Manhunter, you know, was like, we're both strong. We're, like, as strong as Superman, basically. But people don't really like
people
us
diminish
very
it
much.
And, yeah.
They're both kind of telepathic, but, like...
Yeah.
But can John Jones learn how to talk to fish?
Mm.
We're going to find
out. I'm just not bilingual.
Unless that's already been established.
Damian Wayne could team up with him and be like...
Dead, underwater.
Well, give him one of those rebreather things.
That's all you need. Pressure doesn't mean anything.
I'm sure there's air underwater. Come on.
I would love a separate Nightwing team up as well. Mm-hmm. Completely different
vibes. See,
that's
the thing. You could do it with any character, because they're all going to have a different opinion on Aquaman. Damien might be thinking
Swamp
like,
Thing.
You know, ooh, he's on the list.
Yeah,
seaweed. Just vegetation floating.
All I wrote for Swamp Thing was seaweed, and so on.
Yeah,
we could do Vixen and Animal Man. We could do the other Aquaman, the AJ Curry, who had like sort of medieval stuff, and also throw Shiny Knight in there.
Mm-hmm.
Could do John Kent and be like Aquaman could be like, you know, I had a son, or maybe I do. I'm not sure.
Beast Boy can turn into fish, right?
Yeah.
Boom. Done.
Yeah. You could do...
I mean, he turns into a starfish, so I assume that he can turn into...
You could do intercompany crossovers. You could have Hellboy in there, and Hellboy's got, like, an old-timey, like, diving suit.
Oh, yes!
Yeah. Or just, like, a fish bulb on his head.
And he's got kittens running in his helmet.
Yeah. And the last one I wrote for it was Black Adam, and, like, maybe... Teth Adam is his vocal cords are damaged, so he can't transform. And he and Aquaman are like trapped in a desert and they're both dying and doing something there. But just like how would different characters.
I feel no,
like
that's good because then you're playing off other things. Yeah. So it's.
The Black Adam one, weirdly enough, I never thought that I would be that intrigued by a story featuring Black Adam and Aquaman, but I feel like they would. Not like each other whatsoever. They're both kings, right? Yeah. I mean, that could be very fun.
There's a royalty thing, and then there's like a forced, we have to help each other.
I think a lot of older characters have a respect for Aquaman that younger characters maybe do not. Like, I think, depending on which Blue Beetle you get, it's a completely different thing, and Booster is just trying to get money from him.
Yep.
I mean, Atlantis is an untapped market, I think, right? I mean, like, it's 70% of the world. Well, I mean, like, you know, it's
100% of the profits.
Waters keep rising even more so. So he's got to think ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
like
my pitch.
I like it.
That's good.
Well done.
Thank you. I did nothing to change the character.
Nope.
But that's fine. It's
changed. But you changed
sort of pitch.
You changed the context.
Yeah. Which means it is transformational and therefore legal.
There it is. The one thing, again, and I'm not the biggest Aquaman fan in the world. I've read.
Aquafan.
I'm familiar. Exactly. Aquafan. But, you know, I'm familiar enough, but I sort of reacquainted with the history of the character. So there's like this character's been changed a good few times. The mm-hmm. original version wasn't Atlantean, I don't think. It was like literally a human that like it was like Golden Age comics. So something almost out of like a Fletcher Hanks. I think like he had a dad
right.
who built he like an underwater place and like basically taught his son how to like. Live underwater and be able to adapt to live underwater in ways that made no sense. Yeah, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't actually read it, mind you.
No. But,
And then later on, as things went on, the actual proper origin.
They're like, no, my dad f***ed a fish.
Yes, yeah. Well, yeah. And that was the Silver Age, where that was sort of introduced, where...
That wasn't until the Silver Age.
Yeah, I believe it was the late 50s in Adventure Comics number something. I don't know. I don't remember the number offhand. I should have written it down.
No.
Yeah, and that sort of happened where, again, like in the original, it was like his father and you know, his mother died. Same kind of a thing, but they sort of, you know, the mother being Atlantean, I think over time kind of got added to that. There was other, and they sort of kept like most of the history otherwise, but yeah, so it was more of him being from two worlds was more of a Silver Age thing, I believe. That's my understanding. And then obviously in the 80s after Crisis, they redid things a little bit where his, I think he was like purely Atlantean at the time, except he was sort of adopted by Thomas Curry. But in pretty much most of these, he is, at least in his youth, like in the surface world for the most part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, at the very least, like adapts to that and has to go back, stuff like that. So I'm just going to change that. I'm just going to literally the crux of my pitch is the reverse of that.
Okay.
There was a hookup at sea.
Yeah.
You know, Thomas Curry, sure. Whatever.
Sweet hot tuna.
And of course, I keep Atlanta, is that? I forget her name. Like, there's his mom. Nicole Kidman.
Oh, Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, Atlanta, yeah, something Nicole like that. Kidman. Anyway, I should know this. I just watched a movie with that character in it, but
she was in it for not that many scenes.
Yeah, it was.
She was, yeah.
It wasn't that. Yeah, it was very weird.
Weird use of Nicole Kidman.
Yeah. I know.
When you know what? Let's give Dolph Lundgren some more screen time. We didn't even mention Dolph Lundgren.
Said nobody ever.
No. Yeah. So yeah, that's what I would do instead is I have the same sort of origin happen where she's, you know, something happened. She's basically stranded up there. He rescues her. They have romantic times. They have to part. She has her child in Atlantis, and that is,
and that's where he's raised.
And he drowns.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's one of those things where, yeah.
Oh, so it like, is. It is Atlanta, by the way.
Atlanta. I thought so. Cool. So he, instead of like being an outsider to Atlantis, it's the other way around where he is. He was raised in Atlantis. He was always a little off. And I would sort of Atlanteans. I would make them just a little bit more aquatic in some regard, like not like Atlanteans in like Marvel where they're just like blue.
Yeah.
But like maybe have it like look more humanoid, maybe have them like, again, they, you know, evolve differently down here and they know about the other world. But, you know, they might have, like, again...
webbed nipples.
Yeah, they might, again, like, you know,
multiple
much like...
nipples. And they breathe through their nipples.
I think of the character Dolphin.
Gilled nipples.
Dolphin who had, I believe...
Nipples.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Brian, what?
Anyway. Like, yeah. Peter Davidy run where the character Dolphin, who had, I believe, like, she was sort of... Again, the continuity is always so bizarre. Like, where Atlanteans and where all this stuff stems from, there's, like, sometimes there's aliens, sometimes it's just, like, you know, that has shifted a bunch, but... I think she had like gills and sort of webbed stuff and otherwise looked pretty humanoid. And maybe like color wise, you can do something different with their skin because they live underground, underwater,
which is often underground.
Yeah. And so like maybe, you know, in that regard, yes.
If there's an island.
Yeah.
You're under there.
In that regard. Yeah. So he would look a little different. That's been in the comics too, where like he, I think, had blonde hair and no other Atlanteans had blonde hair, except sometimes that's not the case in movies. So whatever.
Right.
So have him look a little bit different, but have more of those things. Like he looks mostly human, but like, you know, he's got gills. Like don't go the boys with it where it gets weird and creepy, but give him a little bit. Like he's got some web finger stuff. He's got some gills. Yeah. He otherwise looks human. Maybe it, like physiologically, he doesn't look the same necessarily. He might be a little taller, leaner, might have a kind of a swimmer body. He looks a little bit different than human, but he still looks human.
Right. He's passably human.
Yeah, exactly.
Jason Momoa did not have
this guy kind of looks like he's got a Doug Jones vibe to him.
Yeah. So that's sort of where it comes from. I sort of see Atlantis being, it's a monarchy, but it's more like a matriarch monarchy thing where it's like their queens are like the women are usually the ones more in charge.
Yeah. Right.
And you know, Atlanta has two sons. Obviously she's got, you know, usually that, but it doesn't always happen that way. Usually it's women, but you know, if the only people who are, you know, born whoever into that family are men, it can be the opposite around, but like, you know, it's different and weird and people don't take to it super well down there.
Right.
So he's sort of like next in line.
If you're sort of coming. A Prince Philip to Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Yeah. And you got his little brother Orm, who is, you know, maybe less He's like the legitimate son.
His bed right. has rails.
He's purely Atlantean instead of the way it's been done elsewise. But and he wants the throne. But he knows it's pretty unlikely because one, usually men wouldn't get the throne.
Right.
And two, he's the second born. But at the same time, as it comes out, like nobody knows that Arthur or whatever his Atlantean name is half human.
Right.
Like there was like an affair situation. Yeah. So, you know, it's one of those things like, oh, they found out he's illegitimate. Also, maybe you get like a double Princess Diaries situation here. He finds out, guess what? Maybe the dude she hooked up with is also royalty on Earth.
What?
Prince Andrew. Like
a Hallmark Christmas movie?
Yeah, yeah. And then he goes, yeah, Christmas.
An Aqua Prince for Christmas. Yeah.
That's optional. You don't need to have that. Okay. I'm just like, you know what I mean? Yeah. But either way, I think, and part of what he would, you know, he sort of discovered that he's got this other side and he just sort of becomes more, instead of like, you know, just drinking whiskey in Icelandic bars or whatever, or like, you know what I mean? Like he's trying to experience this other side half of his life. He's sort of going to the surface world for the first time. Fish out of water. Sure.
Yeah.
But like he sort of becomes.
He's on Tinder.
Yeah. But he becomes like more of like kind of a celebrity. And like I wouldn't go like dark and gritty. Like you can have a lot of political stuff. You can have a lot of like.
Yes.
It's like I wouldn't do any. Like it's just sort of changing the origin in a way where it just reverses things. And I would like him almost to sort of be just this like underwater. Everyone sort of has telepathic communication or communicate like an underwater way. Like telepathically communicate. So like even speaking. He can speak like normally, obviously he can learn English, blah, 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 probably pretty easily. Cause he's got telepathic stuff going on.
Right.
But like, you know, it the way of communicating,
they
is
don't
all different.
Communicate through speech underwater maybe because that's a little more difficult.
Maybe it's a splash connection, but I'm picturing a young Tom Hanks.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Tall, kind of awkward.
Just a long blonde hair coming out of the water like Daniel Craig.
Actually, now I want an old Tom Hanks.
Aquaman and the Birds.
Yeah, he had like longer hair and like the Da Vinci Code, I think.
Yeah. So like, that's kind of what I would do is he sort of like becomes this like kind of celebrity. This is like the first communication between these outside worlds. He sort of becomes an ambassador and, you know, and he's trying to make those connections and they're trying to make those bridge. And like, I wouldn't make him a king at first. It would be like a slow burn. So when he eventually becomes the king, he's got like extra struggles because like, he's not, you know, really accepted down there or up here. And I mean, maybe this is all stuff I'm sure that's been touched on with Aquaman a bunch. I just kind of like the idea of him not being like, it isn't Atlantis. He has to adapt to it's Earth. It's the surface world. He has to adapt to. And I just sort of see him as being like charming and naive and very like, charming and naive and like very, he wants things to be better. You know what I mean? Like he thinks he sort of sees how everything could be much better and he could be naive about it, but he's very optimistic. And I kind of want him, instead of him being like a gritty, angry guy, I want him to just sort of be like, he's like one of the least cynical characters in like, say, like Justice League situation.
Okay.
Instead of the other way around.
Yeah. You know what? That's
interesting. I like it. Yeah, I like that.
Anyway, that's it. It was like ultimate Aquaman. That's what I would do.
Nice. What do you got?
Okay. So like we've all kind of said, like he's a tough character to do because there's so much. He's been around for quite a while.
He nails it immediately.
So.
I mean,
but he's been done in so many different ways and they've come at it from so many different angles. So it's not like there's the gritty and then there's the 50s goofy. Then there's the cartoon goofy and there's like all these other things. And it's like,
we forgot to say the first time or one of the first times he shows up in the movie, he's riding a seahorse. Just wanted to mention that.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Back to.
And acknowledges it fully.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't. Again, super friends, whatever. People have that thing where they think it's a joke. I'm like, no, man, that's great. He's riding a giant seahorse. That is cool.
If you're in the ocean and you see a giant seahorse coming at
you, what are you going
to do? I'm going to shit my pants.
If I can step 1 foot on each two dolphins and ride those dolphins, that's awesome. Why would you not do that?
I'm talking to mom. Like, he would just be like showboating on beaches and stuff and just being a cool dude. Like everybody, but like not a Jason Momoa cool dude exactly. He's just way more.
Not like a cool dude.
I feel like he's just like.
Not that he's not cool. I'm sure he's
relaxed and chill. He's relaxed and very chill.
Anyway, sorry, Mark.
So, yeah, they've done King, Everyday Guy, Environmental, Dark Brooding, Tragic, Outsider. He's done, like, all these different things. And I've done this previously with other characters. So I almost didn't want to do it and take it this way because when we've done the fix the character.
Yeah. Did you do one long one and one that was
I always do that. So this one went more humor style. Embrace the humor, kind of like the movie did, but then take it a little step further. It becomes satirical, embracing the ridiculous, like it's dark comedy, satire.
His name is Schmuck Woman.
Societal commentary. Like it's still, he's Aquaman. And I was picturing more cartoony kind of drawing, and I didn't want to be Scotty
like that
Young.
Aquaman cartoon that came out like a year or two ago that I don't think any of us saw.
Oh, right.
I don't know what
it is. There's an Aquaman cartoon that came out like...
Watch. It's exactly what I'm pitching. But it's like, I was like, not Scotty Young. Scotty Young, but not Scotty Young. He's like the one I go to when I picture that thing. Because there's not a lot of good artists that draw like those kind of like superhero-esque characters in that context.
You need to get Scotty old.
Thank you for saying it.
Rob Guillory is another one. I literally was Googling draws like Scotty Young, like trying to find somebody that's in that realm. And it was really hard to find. I did find Rob Guillory. I'm like, that's close, but it's somewhere. It's like Scotty Young, but not as harsh, a little softer. Sort of feel like that understanding of like exaggerated character-esque sort of approach. But so the idea is, Atlantis is near Florida after the last crisis, whatever happened, and they got relocated. Atlantis got moved again. So Atlantis is near...
Aqua DeSantis, never mind.
Yeah. It goes that way. So the nearest city starts dumping... The nearest city...
When I'm doing this episode, I'll just reuse that image.
Yeah.
The nearest city in Florida starts dumping their shit right on Atlantis.
Yeah, of course they do.
Aquaman services demanding that it stops, trying to be I am the king of Atlantis, and like demanding, I'm like, you must listen to me. And it's like regular Florida people of like, or cliche Florida people.
Yeah.
Like, who's this joker? Like, all the idiots are laughing. Make us like, you know, send a manta ray after me. Something like any of that sort of thing. So it's embracing
that.
He does. So he obviously gets nowhere. He even approaches the Justice League and is like, can you help me with this? Like, I could destroy the city, but I don't want to do that.
Right.
Like, I'm
but he could.
I just want to be a nice neighbor.
Let's look for like a peaceful coexistence.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be a good neighbor, but they're not being a good neighbor. Mm-hmm. And then like jurisdictional, like you get Batman giving you like, well, we can't really do anything because of this. Blah, 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 blah. And they give the runaround and he's like, oh, you guys are useless. So
just
it ends up
explaining, like, you'll see the border of this means we can't do anything.
Diplomatic immunity.
This is not going to work well with, it's an audio podcast. I tried to draw. Like,
okay.
I don't do cartoony stuff.
Yeah.
So I want to show you really quickly
what this?
The Aquaman cartoon that came out like last couple years ago.
And it's this.
Green. Yeah. Which I'm kind of down with. Yeah.
Could be almost like slightly more serious than that.
Okay.
Like, but somewhere between that and Scotty Young.
This looks like an Aquaman who's going to fart.
Yeah. I don't want that. And I'll get to that, how I kind of like thinking of
Aquaman never
so
farts.
At this point,
well, he does it underwater. So, I mean,
the king of Atlantis, Aquaman, has to go to the city and go to city council and go to a meeting and petition the city to stop dumping. Like, so it becomes a, like, look, I'm trying to appeal to this. So it's like, it's the idea of, okay, he's a king of Atlantis. He has to deal with bureaucracy. We also start delving into like the
Mr.
bureaucracy.
Aquaman goes to Orlando.
It's also like him dealing with his own bureaucracy in Atlantis.
He has
to keep moving all the time, and they're like, "Oh, why do we have to move again?" And then dealing with the surface world. So then there's a lot of this back and forth. He's like, "You're dumping your shit like literally on my people," and they're like, "You're illegal." And then protests begins, like, you know, and then it's, you get that sort of American-esque Trumpian thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, just, again, societal commentary. Doing that approach. So eventually, Aquaman decides Atlantis must move again. So this begins the real story of Atlantis begins moving all over the world. And so then Atlantis and Aquaman encounter different cultures, different places, different locales, different things that they have to deal with. And so it just sets up the comedy for whatever's going on. And there's also just the humdrum and the shittiness of undersea life and being a king of Atlantis, the bureaucracy. People are complaining about, oh, we don't have Wi-Fi down here. You know, just like stupid, stupid stuff that people complain about.
Like, do they have here. Like, they have like, this is a full like kingdom that moves.
Yeah.
So like, I just imagine like a big crab, like hermit crab, just sort of like getting under the, like going in the building. Okay. Just skittering off to where they're going next, you know? Yeah.
Why are we always eating seafood? Yeah. Why aren't we in the Caribbean? Why can't we get flavored water? You know, like.
Try this flavored water.
Just goes up there. Just
tries for more ethnic diversity, but like it's like it's we're Atlanteans. We only have ethnic group. Yeah. Down with the monarchy, up with aquatic yoga. Atlantis first. Make Atlantis wet again.
Well, like they very briefly, like moved on to an island, and they were just like, oh no, we're gonna die.
So how would you make Atlantis wet again?
Jason Momoa just enters the room.
Nice.
Right on, my man.
They have like Surface World junk stores where they just collect the stuff.
Yeah.
That drifts down.
Yeah.
Great. It's another store called Look at This Stuff, Isn't It Neat?
Yeah. Atlanteans keep getting...
You want one of these? I got 10 of them.
Disney has underwater lawyers, okay? Yeah. So let's be careful. Atlanteans. Real sharks.
Atlanteans keep getting stuck in like the plastic pop container things.
That's they use those as handcuffs in their jails.
They call it six ring surface death. He's battling.
That's like an underwater metal band.
They tried to arrest Topo, but he still had two arms free. So
he's flipping them.
He's protesting.
Yeah,
power to the people.
Hell yeah.
He's battling corporations and city bureaucracy. Somebody trademarks Aquaman's name.
Yeah.
At one point, they land in like Taiwan, and somebody trademarks. It's like, what? That's my name. Oh, it's mine now.
Yeah. Now I am Aquaman, and who are you?
That sounded Taiwanese completely.
I'm not originally from Taiwan. Guess where I'm from? That's right. You can't. You can't.
Quebec. He's Quebec Taiwanese. From Quebec.
Yeah. It's the worst Aquaman yet.
There's an ongoing snubbing from the heroes in that. Like, he tries to connect with them. Like, here's the idea. I'll throw it out to you. You guys can help me out with it. One hero that hangs out with him a lot, kind of more sympathetically, I wrote down Superman because I thought he would be the only kind of one that would do that, that could do that.
He's a nice guy.
When I think of someone who would be sympathetic to the environmental concerns and has lots of experience dealing with the bureaucracy that can run with, you know, being the head of a city or something like that, I kind of think Green Arrow.
Hmm.
He was mayor for a while.
That's true.
Yeah. And he's a bit of a hippie.
Yeah.
It's true.
And he's rich. He's that kind of hippie.
So he just comes down every once in a while.
Yeah. And he's polluting the entire time he comes down. They're like, could you stop leaving your shit everywhere? Like, it's fine. It's.
I'm just storing my stuff.
Yeah.
I'll be back for it.
The ocean will take care of it.
What are all that stuff floating around? He's like, just my roaches. How?
Green Arrow farting. Like, I didn't. It was silent, so they don't know. There's a visual signifier of farts under the water. You don't have that on the surface. Can you imagine if we did?
Also, like,
one would ever fart ever.
Always got those chili farts. I feel like that might actually smell underwater somehow.
Black Manta is more like annoying than evil. So he's like, he breaks in and steals his stuff, moves his furniture. He always thinks like, I'm going to get him. But it's just ridiculous, stupid stuff he does all the time.
He's like, what do you call it? Like Harvey Birdman, like X the Eliminator. Yeah. He's just like stalking him, but he's like, keeps moving. He's like, where did he go?
Yeah. And there's an ongoing joke through the whole time of, because some of it is just the idea of you're living underwater at the bottom of the ocean. Logistically, how do certain things work?
Yeah.
And that could be a lot of ongoing jokes come out of that. But even the idea of
where do they poop?
Everybody just pees as they're walking.
Where does he plug in his Nintendo?
Okay, here's the thing.
Who pees?
There is a visual signifier for farts. No visual signifier for peeing.
But think of like when you're in a
this
lake.
Is a gross podcast.
And you stir up the bottom, like just the silt comes up. Ongoing jokes of just they're at the bottom, they're in Atlantis, and just somebody, you're moving too much. You're moving. Oh, and then there's like five panels of just
like. You can just float above the bottom. You don't have to do this.
Ollie, stop touching the bottom.
We all float down here.
And that is basically my pitch.
Nice.
I kind of
thought that would be a fun side thing.
You
can pitch that into 100 different
ways. I think we have 3 solid pitches here.
I mean, there's no reason why our 3 pitches couldn't actually be combined.
It's true.
Let our pitches combine.
With a 4th pitch, and that is like an Archie's style, like kind of a Partridge Family, underwater family band. It's just the Curry family.
It's just Topo and Topo. Everyone else singing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, exactly.
He plays every instrument and everyone else is just harmonizing.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
You're the Bonaducci.
Ooh.
That'll be Garth.
With that said, let's wrap this episode up.
Rabbit.
Let's say who we are and where people can check out our stuff.
Who we are and where people can check out our stuff.
I say same order. I think same order as we did it. So that means Kyle's first.
Great idea.
So you and I are going to talk at the same time.
As the pitches, not as the... You silly. You're a silly Billy. You are. My name is Kyle Lees, and you can check my stuff out at thekylelees.com or thekylelees on Instagram. I occasionally make stuff. That's my slogan. I occasionally make stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes I draw the thing, and I'm like, oh, the thing's actually kind of fun to draw. He's not as hard to draw as you would think.
You can have a lot of fun with, like, the shape of the, as I noticed you did, the shape of, like, the Rocky bits.
Why, did you just do this?
I drew the thing, a few days ago.
I didn't see it.
I was just doodling in class, and I had drawn Dr. Doom, and I was like, you know.
You're working hard in school.
Some of my classes.
I get it.
I am. Yeah. I am. Brian, go ahead.
I feel like we're all like celebrated doodlers, frankly. Yeah, so I mean, exactly. This is what we do.
Celebrate my doodle.
And on that note, anyway, I'm Brian Kotick. You can find me at welcometohereafter.com. That is my comic, Welcome to Hereafter. It's been on hiatus for a bit. No promises, but it will be finished one day. You can find me on social media at my name, which is BryKotyk. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Tumblr, and I am on Blue Sky.
How is Blue Sky?
Blue Sky.
I'm not on it like a ton. I mostly just follow comic folks. I'm kind of glad I'm not on it that much. I was on Twitter way too much and it was like a bad time. So far so good. It's enjoyable.
My name is Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLU.ca. Merc on Facebook, Mercanaut like astronaut on Instagram. It's funny how like that is ingrained. I'm like thinking about something completely different. And I'm just,
it's automatic.
Just,
it's driving.
It's just blowing up my face. I'm like, I don't even know if I'm saying it right, but it feels like it's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any like events coming up or anything?
What I just finished doing Spawnuary.
Yes.
So you can see I just did 3-4 different cover ideas, pitching, trying to be a Spawn variant cover.
A Spawn artist.
Super fun. Kind of fun to do. Haven't done something like that in a bit. Just working on another book slowly. Other than that, I haven't been posting that much. I've been pretty busy. I run a non-for-profit arts organization, so I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That seems like a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you occasionally hiring me. I'm a broke fucking student.
No problem. All right. Join us next week when, what are we doing next week?
We're going to riff an episode.
We're going to power it.
We're going to power up.
Just random noises. Power Records. We're going to play a Power Records.
We got to get to that soon enough. Somebody play like the Sonic Drowning music so we can wrap this up real fast.
Bye.
Aw, Sonic. Zero Issues.